So it's Sunday. It's March the 6th. And so I did everything I was supposed to do last year. I got all my damn appliances that I was going to try to get, everything except my little refrigerator, whatever. So my little element went out in my dryer. So basically, I can just see that the process wasn't as smooth as I thought it was going to go. I thought everything was kosher when I thought the shift in energy was going to be mediocre. But evidently, it's the reason why I'm sitting right here in the laundromat and I have a washer and dryer at home. And I'm fucking like an hour away from home and I'm just, you know, washing my shit and I'm looking at the washing machine go and I'm looking at the different cycles and the different dryers. Just like people, you know, everybody don't start out at the same pace, everybody don't start out at the same time, but there is a finish, you know. But it's just like looking at these appliances go, it helps me see that, you know, it's easy to transition from dirty to clean. No matter whatever, you know, your exact dirty is. But until you take the time out to sanction yourself and section yourself off from everything else, you won't really be able to see the cycles. And you won't be able to see the cycles and see how they're working. Now, if I was to go in my hometown and wash my clothes and shit, I wouldn't have been studying the cycles. I wouldn't have been paying attention to the things around me. But, you know, change is good. Not saying that I'm going to move an hour away. I'm just going to start planning my endeavors away from my hometown because it's just full of damper. But I'm just looking at these clothes. One of them got 6 minutes. The other one got 6 minutes. One got 23 and one got 20. But they all going to get finished and they all going to the same place. But it's a smaller washing machine and took less clothes. And it's the bigger machine that took more clothes. So that just helps me understand, even if my transition or my hustle offends somebody, that they'll become finished too at one time when cleansing their selves. And we may just meet back up at the finish line, you know, for friends and family. I've been real close to a lot of my friends and I tried to help a lot of them. And a lot of them just like act like they got really sick of me. But it is what it is. And I was just giving you guys my little juice for today. I'm happy that I got out of the house and I cleared my mind. I got out of that space. You know, I'm happy about that. And it's like, when I look at the white clothes, you can see the dirt. But the other clothes, you can't really see the dirt on them. Then, when I was younger, I used to come to the same class with my stepmom. And it's the hair salon still here. It's just all different because I'm all grown up. But I'm still transitioning to finish growing up to the point where things don't bother me as much and I don't have to change my surroundings to change the way that I look at stuff. But love is peace and peace is love. And when you genuinely being genuine and you're genuine is not genuine enough, probably just want to back off. But I'll be back. I just had to get that off my mind. And I'll kick it with y'all later. You know, I see my listens have gone up, my listeners. And I see my analytics have gone up. Shout out to Indonesia, Germany, Austria, and the people in the U.S. I'm glad that someone, I can shed my light on someone. But typically, stay close to the ones you love and love them abundantly, just as you love yourself. Love God first, And don't forget to don't put things past anybody. Because you'll be sitting here saying what a motherfucker won't do the whole time they'll be doing exactly that. And that's the crazy thing about it. But anyway, I done spent like fucking $20, 20 bitches in the washing machine. I already had a washer at home. So I'm going to let y'all get back on to what y'all had going on. I'm about to get me some change. Have a good day. I'll be back. I'm cooking today.